Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I'm so jazzed to be going in and talking more about construction tech today with a really cool platform that Hover is coming to the mic today. And what I'm super excited about is when we're doing all our pre-interviews, getting this set up, is Hover really wanted to bring one of their superstars onto the mic. So we get to talk with Ali, who is running Hover and one of their customers. And so Hover is an app for general contractors that they've made it really simple to use. And they're bringing in Black Hills Exteriors, who are a hail claim restoration expert. And Tribe, the message that I want to convey to you today is that integrating technology can help drive positive business outcomes for key stakeholders across the industry. And that's what we're going to talk about today, of talking about those case studies and how the platform works. So contractors who embrace technology are outpacing their competitors and providing a better customer experience. So Hover is a tech company that caters to you contractors. This is a podcast for you contractors and affiliates to grow your business. And what they're all about, and on the pre-interviews, we're talking about that, of listening to your customers and listening to them to understand the art of construction. And so how's this going to benefit you is that Hover's platform seamlessly integrates into construction professionals' processes to make improvements and repairs simpler and more collaborative. And the videos on their website, it's really cool how they're working to really make that simple, the stuff that is not that simple sometimes, right? And ultimately driving better business outcomes. And so my perspective for today is that we've had many podcasts with deep dives around companies with laser scanners and companies like Matterport or killer massive companies like Trimble that have all kinds of deep dive tools for large scale construction projects. And all great technology, that requires expensive and all kinds of additional hardware. And so what we are so jazzed about is that we want to explore reality capture. And all you need is your cell phone. And we talk a lot about that. And I'm super excited to begin with the end in mind. You know, one of those tools when it comes to that, that we're going to ask those questions, is this cell phone has really changed how we do business. And there's an app for that. And we're going to learn about that. And I want to understand how reality capture and modeling of projects affects the entire way we do business, and talk about their platform from marketing to sales and project management. And so we have Ali Azar, who is the Chief Revenue Officer at Hover. And then we're going to have Chad Anger, who's the owner of Black Hills Exteriors. So we're going to first get to, in the speed round, get to know Ali, and then we're going to go with Chad after we ask a couple questions to Ali. So without further ado, let's dive in and get to know them and their story and learn all about the really cool platform of Hover. Lock and load, Tribe. Ali, what's your favorite beverage?
You know, it's evolved as time has gone on, but as I've gotten older and I've had to watch more of my calories, I went from the brown liquor to the clear liquor. So I'm like a simple Tito's and soda with a lime guy.
There you go. I probably should take some lessons from you on that. I continue to like the brown stuff, but I put a lot less mixers these days, you know?
Yeah.
What's your favorite place you've traveled?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'd say that Rio de Janeiro and a little beach town outside of Rio called Buzios, that just magical experience to have had the chance to visit, spend time in.
Awesome. Well, give us one story from that trip.
Oh, man. I don't know what I can say on the podcast or not, but no,
whatever you want. We're uncensored.
Well, you know, I was coming off a really bad breakup. And it was a first trip that I had taken with a bunch of buddies of mine. And we went down to go to Carnival. And I thought we were just going to go to watch the Carnival festival. And the next thing you know, somebody handed me a costume and we're actually in the parade, acting like we know how to do the samba and getting yelled at for taking pictures as parade participants.
That's awesome. So you definitely jumped right in the middle of it, huh?
Yeah. Cool. The Brazilian culture is incredible, and it was a really great reminder of just being in the moment and people just kind of biting the marrow out of life. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, what is your favorite hobby or passion outside of Hover, where you're leading this really cool team and this really cool platform that we passionately call the Art of Construction?
So that's one of the reasons it was hard for me to answer that's the previous question, was because a big passion of mine is to travel. And I've been to a lot of, been very fortunate to have had the opportunity to go to a lot of really incredible places on the planet, and trying to do my best to experience as much of the world as possible.
Cool, man. Well, Ollie, it's a pleasure getting you through the speed round. What's your story that led you to becoming the chief revenue officer at Hover?
Yeah, so I probably took a real kind of circular route here to ultimately end up where I am today. A lot of my friends like to call me the Afghan Forrest Gump, because I kind of just stumbled my way into some really incredible opportunities. But I started off my career as a business owner, and I built and sold a few companies successfully in my 20s. One of them was actually real estate development and light construction business. No big projects, nothing you needed permits for, but, you know, vinyl siding, soffit fascia, gutters, stuff like that. And then my fourth business was actually a spectacular failure. I almost went bankrupt, and was right at the doorstep of it, but fortunately was able to hold on. But I was, you know, I really had to rebuild my life back up professionally from scratch. And, you know, I went away from the entrepreneurial route. And one of the things that I decided on was that I really wanted to put myself in environments where I could learn a lot. And the kinds of mistakes that I made when I had my fourth business that wasn't successful and that failed, that had to shut down, you know, I wanted to kind of acquire the requisite skills that if I ever decided to be an entrepreneur again, I would be able to not be in that position. So I thought about, you know, what were the things I was really passionate about? I always loved selling, and I loved the technology companies that I'd built and sold earlier in my career. And so it was a no brainer to go into software sales. And I moved in 2011 to the Bay Area with the first job that I got at a software company. Was really lucky. I was maybe 35th person in the company, which is now a 3,000 plus $20 billion public company called MongoDB. And so I've been so passionate about technology and software that to be able to marry that with the love that I have for construction and real estate and you know, property development, it was, you know, match made in heaven for me to end up here.
Awesome. Well, Ali, I want to pause and just say thank you for like sharing, you know, life has its ups and downs, right? And the only constant is change, but you got to continue to learn from that. And thank you for sharing that story. So Ali, tell us the super cool backstory of where the technology of Hover and like where the uses came from, like how the origin story of Hover.
Sure. So, Hover has a really incredible leadership team, and specifically would just want to call out our founder and CEO, AJ Altman. You know, AJ's is a really humble guy, so he probably wouldn't tell you this story, but I guess that's what part of my responsibility to be here. And I'm really proud of how we came into the technology and founding the business. He's a legitimate Indiana farm boy. You know, he grew up on a farm in Chalmers, Indiana. Raised show pigs and shucked corn. He just happened to be also a very, very incredibly intelligent human being, was a National Merit Scholar, went to Notre Dame, got a degree in computer engineering, was working at Intel after college. And after a few years, several years of working at Intel, decided that he wanted to just kind of change things up and do something different. So he spent a little bit of time at the Department of Defense after he left Intel. But then shortly after that, ended up volunteering to fight in the Iraq War as a Marine. And through his experiences, becoming a captain in the Marines and leading platoons into battle, it just gave him a really unique perspective on the types of challenges that they would face in mission planning and executing against missions. And when he got out of his tour of duty and he was looking to get back into technology, he ran across a group of engineers that had some really incredible technology around 3D photogrammetry, where they could take two-dimensional imagery and 3D reconstruct the images, the building types in the imagery into 3D representations. And he partnered up with them. And the first use case that actually we launched the business with was as a military application. And we would take imagery from drones and satellites, reconstruct that imagery, this imagery of war zones, and be able to, you know, work with customers like JSOC and DOD to provide, you know, takeoff data for things that would help inform mission planning. And you know, the objective was to try to do everything in the military's power to save as many lives as possible. And it was an incredible part of our story. But as we continued to develop the technology, we found that camera sensors in cell phones was developing at such a rapid pace that we could actually use the camera sensor in the phone as an input device and didn't have to rely on advanced hardware attached to military drones. And so AJ and the team that were here prior to me joining the company made a really brave decision to pivot the business and convert into a mobile application, the technology, and start working towards finding product market fit in other verticals outside of the military. And the first place where we found strong product market fit was in home improvement and construction. And that's where we launched the tech commercially back in around 2015.
What a cool story. So AJ from the Iraq War as a Marine is learning about this stuff. And then we're all learning how the evolution of the cell phone and the computer in your pocket of taking the military drones technology that is, you know, not everybody has that, right? So then making that app, but then niching in on home improvement is the kind of platform of how the Hover platform really got going. Am I understanding all that correctly, Ollie?
Yes.
Awesome. So what does the Hover platform offer, and what is the process overall, kind of how this works as we get going down this path?
Yeah, it's matured and evolved in a really meaningful way over the years. We started off as a point solution that was originally offering people accurate measurements and a 3D representation of the home, where you could do point and click design changes to an exact virtual replica of the property being captured, where we also recognized the material substrates and would, you know, color the home in, allowing users to make design changes so that could be a great sales tool for the contractors who we serviced. And as the years have gone by, our customers have come to us who've really enjoyed the initial application of the technology, asking us to expand into other parts of their workflows that were predominantly analog, or if they were digital, it was other solution providers that were providing a subpar experience. And we moved into things like estimation and proposal and contracting, also material ordering, working with folks in their marketing use cases to help with engaging the homeowner at a more effective way. So it's pretty robust service offering that's offered now here that we've kind of matured into over the last 6-7 years of being in market.
Well, that's cool to hear, because I first saw Hover a few moons ago when I tested it and saw it and thought it was just that point cloud. So that's why we have these conversations, for all of us to learn the evolution and how things move along. So if I'm understanding right, you've kind of added several more resources other than just capturing that point cloud data on the app. Tell us about, from your point of view, that we talk a lot about the Amazon effect and the way that this is affecting the housing market. So how is Hover paving the way for contractors in this new consumer environment around that?
So when we think about the Amazon effect, the way that we interpret that within the business is just the change in expectation of the consumer and the ability to, at their fingertips, order anything at their disposal within reason, that they expect. You know, they want it quick, they want it now, they want it fast, they want it cheap, they want it effortless. And that changing condition of the consumer mentality is not going to limit itself to only certain aspects of the marketplace. That expectation is going to work its way through every transaction or purchase that the consumer, the homeowner is going to make. And home improvement is one of those last places where it's not always the easiest experience to go through. It's definitely, you know, more involved and more complex than, you know, ordering your paper towels to the house. But someone, some company is going to figure out how to create an Amazon type of experience with technology to allow contractors and homeowners to more seamlessly and fluidly work with one another to transact these home improvement projects. And because we are one of the few technologies on the planet that can accurately scope the entire property beyond just the roof, like a lot of the aerial providers can do, we give you accurate measurements of all the elevations, the sidewalls, window and door schedules. That puts us in a very unique position to then take that scoping capability and feed it into other data work streams that can allow us to push out what's it going to cost, what's it going to look like, who's the contractor that, you know, I'm going to work with on this project. You know, we feel like we're the company that's going to be able to achieve that support of the customer's expectation.
Good on you, 100%. Like, home improvement is one of those, there's so much opportunity there, but we talk about the data drop chasm of like the handoffs and reinventing the wheel of all the things that go into the things to move that. And I think there's a lot of validity to what you're talking about of the tools that just are getting, you know, an aerial map or a 2D this of like this platform that takes more to it. And that's what we want to talk about next. And we're going to be bringing in Chad, who is a user of Hubber and has been using it for a while. So let's get to know Chad. Welcome to the show, Chad. What is your favorite beverage?
Yeah, well, that definitely depends on morning or night. But, sure. You know, I have to say my neighbor got me hooked on a good IPA.
Nice.
And he homebrews from his garage, and he's just phenomenal at it. And so I like to sneak over there and drink an IPA with him. So
there you go.
What's the IPA?
Homebrew.
Well, he homebrews. Yeah. Oh. It's kind of fun because he said that he went down to a competition about 4 years ago in Denver, Colorado, and he actually, with over 500 entries into this homebrew competition, he took gold. So
nice. That's a good neighbor to have, Chad.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Yeah, well, despite going on several trips all over, I actually went on a honeymoon to St. Kitts in the Caribbean.
Nice.
And what I liked about it was just so relaxing. Sometimes trips can feel like a chore. And this one was just everything opposite of that. It was relaxing. The food was good. The people were friendly. Awesome service. Great beaches. Good weather.
And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos we're going to break down at that we call the art of construction?
Sure. Being from the Black Hills, you know, I'm definitely into the outdoorsy lifestyle, camping, fishing. My favorite's trail riding on side-by-sides. Get a group of friends together, load some coolers, and head on out and get lost. Anything that I can do that gets me off my phone, and if I can lose service, it's even better.
And it sounds like you spend a lot of time on that phone with this great tool and how it all works. So I totally hear you. I love, you know, I lived in Rapid City myself for a while growing up, and the Black Hills are just so awesome. And they're like living in Colorado, it's amazing, like the big mountains, but the Black Hills are just this a whole another type of beauty. So you're in a really cool place. But Chad, tell us, what is the story that led you to owning Black Hills Exteriors?
Yeah, so I wasn't the original owner, and I'll take you back a little bit. So, you know, growing up, I had a paper route. I think I was about 12 when I started that. And at 14, I decided, hey, I need a little more money than that. So I went and got a job at McDonald's, and I was there for basically until I went to college. So about 5 years. And from there, I decided that I was going to work for more than $5.15 an hour flipping burgers. So I ended up getting a job as a salesman with a company called Fastenal. And it was great. It was fun, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that I was super passionate about. What I was passionate about was construction. And that's actually what I went to college for. What had happened was I got back from college, and my best friend and I moved in together. And he was working for a roofing company for a pretty long time. And he had been trying to get his own roofing company started and just kind of worked on side jobs for himself. Didn't really get it going too much. And then we ended up having this snowstorm in 2013. And the snowstorm was called Storm Atlas. Actually, the Black Hills area got 30 inches of snow in less than 3 hours. And so it was kind of devastating. It had broken several trees and power lines, and plows even struggled to get around. And so Trevor and I decided to throw a bunch of old chainsaws that my father had laying around in the back of our pickup, and went around seeking to help people clean up their yards. And there was actually quite a bit of people that needed help. And so we did that for 2 weeks. I took a fifth time off work, and we were kind of doing that for a long time. And one of the last houses we went to, there was a guy that came into the backyard, and he had a clipboard, and he had basically asked us how much we were charging this guy, and we told him. And then he went into the house, and about a half hour later, the homeowner comes out, and he's like, hey, he's like, so that was my adjuster, and he said he's going to pay for what you guys are charging me to clean my yard up. And we're like, oh, man, that's cool, you know, like, that's pretty awesome. And he's like, you know, he's like, you guys are doing such a great job. He's like, because that tree up there fell on my roof, he's buying my whole roof. He's like, I'd like for you guys to do my roof if you'd be interested. And my roommate, my best friend, was like, yeah, absolutely. You know, like, let's do this. And so then we did, and, you know, kind of took a look at the numbers, and I was like, wow, like, we could do this more. And then this guy's like, well, I have a friend who needs a roof too. And then from there, it just kept trickling and trickling and trickling, and more referrals came in and more referrals came in. And, you know, 8 years later, we got 50 employees, and we do anywhere between 1,000, 1,500 roofs a year right now.
I love your guys' intro stories. The art of construction is just smiling. When Ollie's talking about building businesses and success and failure, and then putting that together. And then Chad, you're talking about like finding a pain and fixing. It's all about that customer experience. And Ali was very passionate about that when we were getting this thing all teed up. So Chad, I'm really curious to get going down this is what drove you to adopt Hover, and then how do you use it in your business?
Yeah. So for like the first couple of years of my business, you know, I was running all the sales and trying to do all the project management. So I'd go to the house and measure the house up. And, you know, it was easy when it was me because, you know, I knew what to do. But then, you know, I got to the point where I needed to hire employees. I needed to hire more salesmen. More calls were coming in. And I would do that, and I'd hire someone, and they'd, you know, sit co-pilot, and I'd say, hey, you know, like, I'm going to teach you how to measure this house or measure this siding. And I'd take them around, and I found that I was just struggling. I was struggling to teach them, you know, what I looked at and how I measured homes. And what happened was I kind of found out the hard way that even though I was spending a lot of time working with them to get things right and to not forget, you know, this or that, we were losing a lot of money on the accuracy of the measuring and things like that. So we actually added up 1 year how much mistakes we made through our invoices that we were getting from the manufacturer, the distributors, and it came to just over $16,000 in mistakes. And so that's when I kind of said, hey, like, there's got to be a better way to this. And I started searching for other things and kind of started asking around. And when I had a conversation with one of the James Hardy reps, he had told me about Hover. And so I wrote down the name Hover on a sticky note and I threw it in my wallet, and it kind of sat there for about a month. I didn't really jump on it right away. And one day I was cleaning out my wallet and I was like, hey, you know, what's this? And it was my sticky note. And I was like, okay, I'm going to look into this. And I did. And I finally took the time. And once I did that, I like immediately realized that there was something here. It was simple. You take 8 photos of a house. You get a report accurate to the inch of almost every measurement on the home. And not only that, but you could fully customize all different products all over this 3D model. And you could give a visualization of the homes before and after when you're working with a customer. So like I saw, like I just, a spark happened. I saw like the future of that. And I jumped right on it. And so what I did was I entwined it into my process, and I basically created a way to train my employees to use this. I standardized it and basically gave them a step-by-step process of how we meet a customer, take measurements of the house with cover, bring them back, give them an experience where we can visualize their home, price it up, get under contract, and then get the work done. And it worked.
So Chad, so you, this moment, and there's these moments where you break through the ceiling. So this sticky note jumped out, you saw it, you signed up, but let's step back a minute. What were you doing before you used Hover?
So before I used Hover, we were basically trying to draw the house on paper, and we would take crayons or colored pencils, and we'd find one that was close to, like, you know, like a dark gray, and we would fade it in, and maybe they wanted, you know, like white windows. So we'd, you know, make white windows, and we were kind of using colored pencils and crayons and paper. And it was just very old school, and it wasn't the best. And, you know, we had tooled around with a few other platforms, or other, options where they take measurements of a home and they give you a report where you have, you know, four walls and measurements, and you don't really have like any details. There was no like siding looking details on these reports. And we would color those in too. And we say, okay, well, you know, this gable, we want to change it to this accent color. And then the main body, we want it to be this color. We'd literally color it in and give it to the homeowner and say, this is kind of the best we can do. If you're not a visual person, we're sorry, but this is, you know, you know, we think it'll look good, you know, and it didn't really work.
But I'd almost stop and say you were doing more than a lot of others, like would just throw here's a shingle board that has a 1-inch by 1-inch or whatever. At least you were taking the time to try to help envision for your customer until you found a tool that can do this so much more professional. So I think that's a really cool lead in and of how you got into Hover. So can you talk to us about like what else has this done to change the way you do business other than streamlining it and giving you these digital representations?
Well, I think thinking about that, I mean, several things have happened, but one thing that comes kind of to mind is like, we just got hit with the pandemic, and it, you know, it was very hard to sell and go to someone's house and sell to them. And so my really awesome Hover rep told me about how we can embed the Hover platform right onto our website, and the homeowner can fill out their information and they can get a token, I call it a token, but they can get a download link sent to their phone where they can download the app. And then on my dime, they can use the app to take 8 photos themselves, walk around the house and hit submit. And that would come back to my office and I could price it right up for them. So I thought that was very unique. I had never thought of it. And it was, you know, it was a reaction to something that happened through the pandemic. And I just thought that the fact that we were able to take this technology and put it in the hands of the consumer and then still be able to work with them was one of the factors that kept me going during the pandemic.
Awesome for sharing that. Like the marketing part of that. And at the beginning, Ali and I were talking about the Amazon effect. There it is the solution to that, right? Like putting the tools in their hands so that the customer and on their time can figure that out. And then if I'm hearing you right at the beginning, you were kind of talking about how you had to drive along and just bring these people. And it's so hard to do that versus now onboarding. There's a platform from Hover to help you with that. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. It works really well. So I could go to a customer's home. I could get out the Hover app. I could do my photo taking, and then I could go inside and I could talk to them for a while. I could do a little bit more of an inspection, kind of get the ideas of what they're interested in. And, you know, before I leave, I could have that Hover completed. And then I can go right through that tool and I can actually price out based on their exact measurements of their home, their roof and their gutters, and how much it's going to cost them to do their job right there before I even leave. I don't have to go back to the office and write an estimate up or wait for this to come to me. It's pretty seamless.
So I guess I kind of got to just put you on the spot, is how much has it grown now that you pre and post Hover? You know, what did Hover play in that growth, and where's that went from when you brought on Hover?
Yeah. So it's, that's something that's kind of hard to measure, I guess. But, you know, the way I look at it is being able to give this tool to my guys and save them time. They have, on average, my salesman has tripled the amount of sales that they can do in a year with a tool like Hover.
Yeah, what that there's a pretty big number on that, right? So, Chad, thank you so much for getting in and talking about the specifics of getting into using the Hover. Let's jump back up with Ali and talk about, Ali, can you talk about how does the team of Hover, like what makes up the team? And you mentioned many of your salespeople come from home improvement. Can you talk about that and then get into kind of the support and how your platform works around that?
Yeah, we'd be happy to. So our company is very focused on our mission to help people improve their homes with the world's best 3D property data. And, you know, leaning so heavily on mission and our values, our think, do, serve values, and not just having those as, you know, artifacts that we, you know, print on a poster and put on a wall, but really live those in the way that we recruit and hire and enable people within the business and the profile of folks that we're looking for, has helped us to build a company that's full of incredibly kind-hearted people who also just happen to have really fierce ambition, but in the spirit of trying to build a business that is also focused on how can we improve the broader world that we live in. And the home is the largest asset that the majority of people on the planet will ever own. And being able to allow people to disposition products and services to help improve that living experience for themselves is really at the center of, you know, what we focus on as we build our teams. And yeah, there's a really good balance and blend between salespeople that I have on my team who actually came from the industry. When I first started in the position back in 2016, and I was thinking about my strategy for building out the sales team, you know, my first instinct was not to go hire people who had a ton of traditional software sales experience. I knew that we would have to infuse into the business and infuse into our sales culture and process a very strong sense of empathy for the customer. And so I looked for people who very specifically looked at the customer base as one that they had an inordinate amount of respect for, because they understood exactly how difficult it is to be a contractor working with homeowners to bring the art of the possible to life for the homeowner on the kind of remodeling side, and then, you know, bring people back to normal on the restoration side. So there's a really good balance between that subject matter expertise for home improvement, and then also now people that might have had more traditional software sales experience.
I absolutely love that. Get people that can speak the art of construction to talk first the art of construction instead of talk tech and then have to learn the construction speak. And good on you for that. Chad, I'm curious, how's the support been on your side of things when it comes to the team? I thought I heard you earlier say my awesome rep, which I'm sure Ali likes to hear that. But how has the support been, and have they been involved with understanding and being customer facing and spending some time with your company?
Yeah, so you know, the support staff at Hover has, to me, been nothing short of perfection. I'm one of those people that gets in deep with programs that I jump into. You know, I'm trying to learn the ins and outs. I'm clicking on every button, seeing what it does, seeing how it changes things. You know, and I really enjoy beta testing new ideas and giving feedback, because I'm one of those guys that likes to dig deep. And, you know, doing these things with Hover and having them allow me to, you know, be a part of some of those has greatly improved the platform itself. And it has given me the opportunity to help my personal business in a way that I couldn't do alone. One thing that kind of sticks out is early on in my relationship with Hover, we had three of their support staff fly to our headquarters and spend a day with me trying to understand how the construction business works. You know, this was all to help develop Hover to tailor to the needs of other contractors. And I really thought this was super cool. It's I remember it because I was kind of on cloud nine when I got the call and they told me they wanted to come out. And I was like telling all my employees, like, hey, we need to clean, we need to, organize because we got people coming. And it was fun. They dove into our processes and asked how Hover can be better, not only for us, but for other contractors. What was cool is they weren't interested in how to sell to more contractors. They were interested in how to better the industry for players like us. And, it's kind of a breath of fresh air knowing that they wanted to do something for the industry and not just for their pocketbook. So I highly supported that mindset.
Well, there's a great testimonial for you, Ollie. That's really cool that you're really, so many construction technologies just want to sit behind the computer screen and just say, tell us how to, but like really getting out and wearing the shoes and living it is so important, right? So good on you for the team for doing that. So Ollie, can you talk, what are some of the upcoming or what's next for Hover? And on the pre-interviews, you were showing us high quality renderings, any other new features or things you want to discuss for the Art of Construction Tribe?
Yeah, would love to have the opportunity to do that. I just wanted to double tap on the previous question. I really appreciate those kind words, Chad. And customer centricity is something that is mission critical to AJ from when he founded the business and kind of the service oriented mindset that he's always had, and it's infused into the DNA of our business. We invest a lot of money into our customer experience, customer support infrastructure. We have enablement teams that, we offer free training and enablement for our customers once they decide to become customers of ours, whereas a lot of other companies are charging you for that enablement experience. And, it's really important for us that our customers feel well taken care of and well serviced so that the idea of doing business with us is not something that it's like, oh my God, the vendor's trying to get in touch with me again. This is massive burden. And I think a lot of that has come from, in terms of the approach that I've taken with the business on the sales side and the teams and the strategy that we've built. I'm a 30-year Jacksonville, Florida honorary redneck, so I grew up with all these guys, and then I had one of these businesses. So I was able to live it myself, which gave me a really good, unique perspective on what would be the right types of, go-to-market strategies to make it seem like there's a just a strong symbiotic relationship with the industry, as Chad was referencing. And that's really great to hear, man. But in terms of what's next with Hover, our goal is to try to continue to advance the technology applications that we're bringing to the market to continue to be innovative relative to where we are today. And so there's some really incredible capabilities that we've been investing in. A huge part of our budget goes towards R&D. And some of the more exciting capabilities that we have coming out are our new construction takeoff solution that helps provide accurate measurements for takeoffs from blueprints. We also have a high definition rendering capability that it's not an interactive 3D capability, but it is a two-dimensional output that also starts to include the landscapes, hardscapes, softscapes, the photorealistic output, so exactly like what a architect would charge you several thousand dollars for a design experience. We're able to do for a fraction of the cost to either consumers directly or to contractors. And then there's a couple other things that may not seem as like flashy as those capabilities, but based off of the feedback that we've gotten from our customers, they're just as mission critical. One example of which is a new capability that's our inspection checklist, which helps contractors standardize their process as they're doing inspections on properties. And that's gotten a lot of really great early feedback as a workflow solution that we'll be bringing to market in addition to some of those other capabilities around estimation and material ordering that I'd referenced earlier in the show. And so these kind of data product, workflow product outputs are where we're really focused to try to help continue to advance the entire industry to move forward with technology. And the focus is to do it in a way that is easy to understand the value prop, but also very easy to implement and adopt into the business. Because one of the things that we've learned is trying to introduce our technology in a way that creates a significant amount of change right out of the gate for the contractor, where they have to, you know, re-engineer workflows, is not going to be as effective as if we can find a really soft landing place that they can seamlessly weave the technology into some of the workflows that already exist today and work to make those better. So that's something that we keep really top of mind.
By the way, we've been using the heck out of that blueprint feature that you guys have, and it is amazing. I love it.
That's awesome. Glad to hear it.
So, Ali, we always ask, and I'm super excited for this answer, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction, specifically what we've been talking about as this platform that is really changing construction?
Yeah, so it's a great question. I would say that I think one of the things that's going to become more of a reality for the market much faster than people think, because of the acceleration of what happened due to the pandemic and the introduction of that next generation of consumers that are starting to enter the home ownership market, is that technology is going to play a very large role in the way that the consumer interacts with becoming educated, informed, and autonomous, in a way that the contractor can facilitate a home improvement purchase without potentially ever even going to the house. And that alternative path to purchase, which is still today more the exception than the rule, we have an interesting perspective because we have, you know, a very, very large customer base now. And we see this starting to pop up in pockets everywhere with the folks that we would consider more innovator, early adopter contractors, is this seamless, completely technology-centric digital sales experience. And those contractors who are kind of getting out ahead of that wave are positioning themselves, I think, for really great success in the future, because it's the trend of not being able to stay in someone's home for several hours at a time is only going to continue to move in the direction of the homeowners are just going to continue to be busy. They're going to continue to want to be able to have more autonomy in the process. And I think technology is going to kind of gobble up a lot of these traditionally analog workflows. So I think that future is going to come to us a lot sooner than we think.
I love it, Ali. Basically, the platform has taken those colored pencils and automated them, right? And so That's just super cool. And thank you so much for coming and sharing your story, and also allowing a customer facing, which you're practicing what you preach, where when you come on the Art of Construction platform, you're bringing your platform here with Chad. And we're going to close this thing out, Chad, as a business owner of all these different tools. This podcast is for contractors and affiliates to connect the right construction technologies and products. And the word products means a lot of different things today in the Amazon effect, right? And because it's not just about the shingles or the windows or the door and the siding, the products can mean a lot of things. Because what we're all trying to do is connect them to the right handshakes. Chad, what is that one thing you want to leave our contractors and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
Yeah, you know, I look at my path and my perspective of our industry and, you know, what led me to where I am today. I look at my customers and my employees. And when I think about the way that I grew my business and giving you guys, you know, what I go by, it would be to find good solutions to people's problems and think about that more than, you know, how much money you can make off a sale or how much money you can save from switching to a different supplier. Try to find solutions that benefit the industry, benefit the consumer, benefit your employees, implement those and watch your business grow. 'Cause when your mindset is to be a problem solver for the industry, any industry for that matter, and if you're successful in finding those solutions, then you will be successful.
Awesome stuff, guys. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story, and Hubber being part of the Art of Construction, your platform and our platform all coming together with use cases and three locations with what you're talking about, Chad. We're excited to be fans and watch what you're doing with Black Hills Exteriors and all the stuff. Thank you for coming in and sharing your lessons learned with Hover and Ali. Thank you so much for sharing the story from AJ at the beginning to now this platform with all kinds of really cool stuff that you are offering. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
And thank you.
So, Trav, a few things I want to point out to you is that one thing that really stuck out to me is there's so many construction technology platforms out there, but Ali is so passionate about, with as the chief revenue officer, he is the chief people officer and the customer. And when you talk about how he can talk about how that once you sign up, they have an enablement team that's there to help you. Because let's face it, change is hard and construction technologies are scary. It's like, okay, what's this going to cost me to charge and charge and move this on? So the having that enablement team is really cool. And that the idea is the simple with growth capabilities, like 8 pictures, get it going, and then grow from there. And the riches are in the niches. And I totally commend them for going all in and really becoming a platform known in the home improvement space. But then being able to go to those other segments, once they really get that figured out, to be able to be an add value for new construction, where Chad talked about the blueprints, or they talked about hardscapes when you get into landscaping and these different things. And this is why we talk about for contractors and its affiliates is that word. And that word affiliates can mean a lot of things. And they reference that architect and what the architect charges to ArchiSpeak and figure that whole thing out. So you have to understand, and it all goes back to the beginning. And I think it's a really cool story that Chad and his buddy, 30 inches of snow in South Dakota, and said, hey, we got some chainsaws. Let's go out there and make a few bucks and solve a problem. But by jumping out there and working hard, they said, hey, can you do our roof? And I see that picture track. I just see them in the backyard working their tail off in that snow. And someone comes out and says, can you do my roof? And I could just see it, right? Like, sure. Mm-hmm. That turned into the next roof. That turned into 3 locations. That now Chad is putting himself out there to talk. And it's all about the go-giver philosophy. Like, you can't fake authenticity. And so you have to figure out, it's all about data right now, Tribe. And you have to figure out data output management. And that's what Chad talked about when he was in his truck and saying, ah, we spent the time to track it. Like, good on them for tracking it. And I think he said $16,000. And I'm sure that was painful when he got that answer. But good on him for thinking about that and say, we don't want to trip over dollars, pick up pennies. Let's go find a tool that's easy for us to adopt. And most importantly, easy to scale, but also not redoing our business. And then Chad talked about how he was able to now work more on the business and in the business. And we always talk about that. And Chad said, I was able to take Hover and I was able to make these systems. And that was a key word that he says. And Ali also talked a lot about that we are a platform. And you have to have these systems and platforms to do what we said at the beginning when Ali and I were talking about the world that we live in and the Amazon effect. And so the other thing I want to point out is Chad and Ali both called themselves out, but they also took action. Chad said, I was my rep, my James Hardy rep, good on James Hardy rep for going out and saying, I'm not just going to sell them siding. I'm going to have a relationship. I'm going to say, hey, you should check out this Hover. And one of my mentors, when I got in Supply Channel 25 years ago, he said, Devin, always have something in your back pocket to talk about, but not what they think you're going to talk about. And that's what Chad was talking about when he said, hey, you should go check up Hover. And good on Chad for our days are long or years are short and you forget, but he took a sticky note and put it in his pocket. That came back up someday. And maybe this podcast is another one of those sticky notes that Ali and their great marketing team that's working with Art of Construction to say, when we're cleaning things up, which COVID is one of my, Matthew McConaughey is one of my heroes, put us into this forced winter, that you had to think about how the contractor homeowner experience works. And that changed how relationships worked. And that's what we're all trying to figure out coming out of COVID, is that you have to figure out this seamless digital sales experience. That talking track hit home what Chad and Ali were talking about and guiding us, because at least Chad was putting a sketch out there. I can tell you multiple roofs I bought from the Hail over the years, it's like, here's your sample and just buy it. Here's your price. At least they were doing something, but then they took the colored pencil and they automated it. But not only did they just automate it, you can change it with a click. And that's what we talk about, the click to mortar experience. And that, my friends, is a better customer solution. Brought to you by Hover. Cool stuff. What a platform. Go check it out. You've got to be trying these tools. We'll put links to the show notes to go check it out. If you're not using an adaptable solution like this, Tribe, check it out. So take this sticky note and go take action. Crush it out there, Tribe.